And Jesus ascended on high, led captivity captive. Give gifts unto men as apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors. Gifts of healing, workings of miracles, helps, governments. Covet earnestly, said, the best gifts, but let me show you a more excellent way. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not love, tinkling brass. Do you know what he was saying there? Covet earnestly the best gifts, but let me show you how to go after them with a tenacity. You go after the love of God with the same strength you wanted to see Him use you in His power. And that is the more excellent way. You go after the love of God with the same tenacity. And you'll see what will happen. Kiedola. Jacorevo ne esibuet. Tondaskure alo huskedase jedi. For that decision you're trying to make is the problem, as you keep going back and forth. You never settle down enough in the worship until a stillness was able to settle in, and then you could make your decision which one is right. This is He wants you to do for the future sake. He's talking to someone. Individually, you can take it if you want, but He's solving your problem for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I worship you and glorify you and praise you. In some ways, I never know, not like being used any way He wants to use me. But there's some ways that you like being used better than others. And sometimes the length He'll go to salvage your life, it just amazes me. I don't make it through it sometimes. When I ask Him to clarify, explain a little, He'll take His finger and write love in front of me. L-U-V-E. Wait a minute. And for Him to get through to somebody, you've got to understand it's worth every minute of time. I think church was where you could come and get just a little bit more than a thrashing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The first couple of times He had to make me do this. He doesn't have to make me. I just lose it. For the compassion for the person. And that's when somebody can get close enough to actually listen to it. The suicide spirit. Which means they're on the border. They're close enough. And I tell you what, when He talks about it, He'll take care of it. I mean, that devil will find himself out in the North Pole. And it's the best if you can come and face it. That's the best thing that you can do. If you could come over here, that would be really good. The hardest part to get used to is to take the measure of fear and destroys. It It's hard to measure, and then you quit failing in an area, and you know what happened. I wished I would have known what to go after 35 years ago. With the same tenacity you'd want to use in the great power gifts. Go after the love of God. First time I preached, he let me get away with kid stuff. I couldn't say nothing in front of the crowd. If we were a group talking, I was okay, but if I took a microphone and you stood still, I froze. I was overhealed, I know. I was called and I had a distinct dream to walk off my job with three little kids, and I'd never held a mic in front of somebody. I could not freeze. Pastor of Holiness Church I got saved in, nurtured somewhat, but they testified, Brother Rovers, and I just sat there. I couldn't. The dream? I was sitting in a crowd like this. There was somebody narrating. And he says, "And now, our evangelists." And I started to stand up. He finished turning and pointed towards the curtain. Somebody came out, took the mic. And she says, "I don't know why God has given me this ministry. One of you must have failed." And I looked around, the whole crowd had disappeared, and I was the only one there. And my lightning quick mind got it. I got it. So I walked off my job, three little kids. And I thought, I'll just pray the hours that I would have worked and you'll pay me or something like that. I think it goes like that. I wore English out real quick and just switched the tongues. And the question was, can you pray anytime you want to? I didn't even know that. But I chose to believe you could. Had a lot of hours to kill. So I just started praying and praying. And then Earl Hitchin came and started teaching me faith. He got me some Kenneth Hagin tapes. What was your first response? And, "Well, I don't think much of a religion you can't feel. I'm not moved by what I see, hear, or feel." Yeah, lightning quick mind I got. I didn't know praying in tongues would reveal mysteries. I had no idea what edification was. One time, all of a sudden, I understood the scripture, and I got Earl. Earl's old logger, knew the Bible, God. I said, "Earl, what does this verse mean?" He goes, "I said, "No, this is what it means." And he goes, "How'd you get that?" I said, "I don't know." The time come to walk off my job, and I got that little... I went to a town my aunt lives. I'd have a place to stay. I rented a $5 a night woodworker's hall. It'd hold, 15 people or so. Had a kitchen area with a counter you raised up. Had a 16-year-old kid on the guitar just playing. He played every song he knew, and I was hiding in the kitchen. I opened it up, the serving con was peeking out, and he kept looking over it, and he played another one. There's power, power. Our tape recorder was a big reel-to-reel. Had a microphone, it could talk through it. Later, I told Tani about it. My daughter, I said, "Tani, I went on radio using reel-to-reel." "What's a reel-to-reel, Dad?" "Oh, it's like a cassette, only they're real big wheels."
"Oh. Well, the other day I burned the CD."
I said, "What was wrong with it?" "Dinosaur meets a lamb, you know." But that happened. So I was hiding, and he was exhausting all of it, and people were standing there looking around and stuff, and finally I came out, and I just had to, there were 12 people or something. I picked the little plastic mic up. I memorized the Kenneth Hagin tape. Affliction. I was healed. Affliction. Bad. Yeah. Anybody need prayer?
Yeah, Sonny, I could use some prayer.
I said, okay. Come over here. Okay. What's wrong with you?
Well, I got a deaf ear, Sonny.
What?
I got a deaf ear.
Shh!
Can you hear me?
Shh! Don't tell anybody.
What?
Don't tell anybody. Open. Yeah. Jesus. Open. Can you hear?
Well, I can hear you.
What? Deaf ear?
Yes, Sonny, I'm healed.
She had a deaf ear. I. I prayed for her. And she was healed. Did you hear that part? I was so shocked I almost died. When I got home, I was trying to walk over a tributary to the Willamette River, just a little bridge, and I only made it to the middle, and I had to raise my hands, and I lost it and sobbed and cried. To think you'd use me like this. I'd have killed for that. You're going to use me like this. It's been 40 years and I haven't regretted one day getting up. When he talked to a man about digging deep, and that was into his sayings, and built his house on the rock, the warning he gave was severe. All hell was going to turn loose on the house, but it was going to hold. You think he only took half a test or half a trial? No. Devil gave it everything he had, his best shot. Because he dug deep and laid the foundation on doing his sayings, it held. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. He that slap you on the face, turn the other. When he takes away your goods, ask him not again. That's what Luke 6:38 was talking about when it said, give and it shall be given unto you. Whatever it costs you to hold the blood up between you and the sinner, you can rest assured God's going to give it back to you. Only he said, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He said he would cause men to give unto your bosom. And I'm going, oh boy, that wasn't for a church offering, was it? I was so excited I went and taught it in a pretty well-known church. And they asked me not to do it again. I think yesterday, so. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, I didn't know I was going to do that. You know, I mean, I didn't know I was going to talk that much. And all of a sudden, it got quiet and it started coming up. I hope it helped you. Don't stop. Just don't stop. Thank you. He just reminded me again to give you a chance to come up.